Every Monday, we are going to explore this gorgeous island and all that it has to offer. We're trying to just promote, do our bit for Irish tourism here in Lunchtime Live. So maybe you have a weekend that's unaccounted for this summer, you're looking for inspiration, or maybe you've just no desire to deal with potential flight cancellations and get on a plane over the next 2 months. Whatever your reason, I'm sure this will get you in the mood to travel. So every week I'm joined by somebody new to hear about their favourite type of Irish holiday. We'll explore the best places for whale watching, hiking holidays, the most unique glamping spots, boat holidays, sailing in Ireland. Whatever your recommendations and suggestions, though, send them in to us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Now, freelance journalist and travel writer Yvonne Redden is with me today. Yvonne, good afternoon.
Thanks for letting me on the show.
Not at all.
Delighted to talk to you.
You do a lot of solo travel with your kids.
I do. Yeah, I'm a solo mom. I have three kids. My one is older now, so it was a different type of holiday with him years ago. It would have been just Spain before I learned to drive. So driving opened up my whole world now with my twins. They're 10.
Yeah. Okay, so you have 22 and twins that are 10.
Yeah. They're probably listening now, so I have to say hello to them.
So you, I suppose for you, a big thing is probably you're trying to amalgamate, you know, the age differential in the holiday. So is that tricky?
Yeah. No, not really, because I think a lot of research, but any holiday, it's all about research, isn't it? It's about what's available around the area for family activities. You know, my kids, I love the beaches, so I have to incorporate some beaches. I like finding off the cuff beaches. And the activities may be on place at the hotels. You know, a lot of hotels have greenway packages now. So this has opened up a whole new world for the biking community. You know, all kids love to bike. And they have a lot of greenway packages along with the hotels. But, you know, as well as hotels, there's other properties as well and accommodation I look at too.
So you do a lot of, I was going to say a lot of holidaying or a lot of travelling around as part of your work, but you don't just stay in hotels. Like you look at different types of accommodation.
I do. I've actually stayed, a really unique place I stayed was a place called the Old Knitting Factory. And it was it's a single parents retreat, a rest place where you go and rest. Now, I brought my kids with me, so it wasn't a rest.
Yeah.
But it was. It's in Carrow Row in Galway. So it's situated on a lake. It's an old house and she's turned it into a rest retreat. And you can go and write as well. So I'm a writer as well, obviously. And you go there and you just have a rest and just go and explore the area. She's an author herself. Her name is Betsy Cornwell. So she's an American writer. So her place is called the Old Knitting Factory.
The Old Knitting Factory in Carrow and Galway.
Absolutely. It's lovely. Area is gorgeous. It's loads to do there. You're near Roundstone and all there. So lots.
So for people who maybe don't have a holiday planned or maybe they're looking for a sort of a last minute break, they don't want the hassle of going abroad. They want to spend their money here on the Emerald Isle. Where do you recommend to solo travel with children?
So with children, there's quite a few places. You know, this weekend I'm just back from Athlone and down in Youghal and Kerry and Dungarvan. All in the one weekend. I know. I went to Athlone first to the Hudson Bay Hotel. Now, they are great. There's loads there to do for kids.
Yeah. And like I was there for a wedding last year.
Yeah, and a lot of the family rooms, Andre, have double rooms. So you have two bedrooms. So you could easily share with somebody to cut the cost as well. So it's a nice way to have the cost, but get all the activities that are, you know, in a hotel as well, like the pool and everything. They have Bay Sports down there.
That is a great facility.
I'm still in pain. I couldn't walk for 2 days
it's a big outdoor water park, isn't it? It's huge, it's the largest one.
Now that is great fun for all ages, but you need to be fit and able to climb. I swear it was great fun. We had a great laugh. Now they also have a Viking cruise from the hotel that goes over to Athlone. It stopped, you get off at Sean's Bar, the oldest bar in Ireland.
Great spot.
And then Athlone is brilliant. We did a tour of the castle there. It was absolutely brilliant.
And it's not too big. It is a great time.
And it's only an hour and a half from Dublin, so that's even better.
Yeah, it's very convenient. On the train line.
Exactly. If you're not driving, there's other ways to get there as well. And then I went down to Dungarvan Park Hotel, but I stayed in the self-catering homes there, which was another option for families if they're larger or if there's two families travelling together. Just bring a couple of blow-up beds. And again, you have the costs of staying in the hotel. Well, you have the hotel facilities.
Yeah.
You know?
But you're not stuck in the hotel.
Exactly. You're not stuck in a room. I mean, a lot of the family rooms are huge. You know, there's two bedrooms and just really good spacious rooms. A lot of the hotels have great rooms for families.
Particularly, I suppose, if you're solo parenting with young children, I imagine that a lot of the kind of the facilities you've mentioned have, you know, kids clubs as part of it. That probably eases the pressure somewhat, maybe.
It does. Now, some of them are free, some of them aren't. But usually some of them are like a good few, like 4 or 5 hours. So you could easily go and get a spa if you wanted to, or, you know, do something on your own. I mean, some of the hotels have activities like cocktail making, you know, cocktail classes, cooking classes. So the kids could be in the kids club and you could be doing something nice like that. Because you kind of forget about yourself. Mm, you know, as a single parent, everything is all about the kids. But look, at I love the outdoors. I am lucky. And my kids are dragged to that many beaches where they're so used to it now anyway.
Yeah.
I love the beaches, but I love all the activities as well.
A lot of the places on your list are places you've been that you would say are, you know, good value for money. Yeah. You'll get a decent kind of, I suppose, a deal in it if you're to contact them.
I mean, obviously, it's best to go off season. Yeah. You know, and book well in advance. And check and ring up and ask them, is there family packages? You know, instead of just going online, ring them up and ask the reception, is there anything in particular?
You wanted to, so you've mentioned the Hudson Bay, Dungarvan Park.
Yeah, look, New Park Hotel in Kilkenny is brilliant. There's a big Jurassic Park at the back of that. It's fantastic for kids. The Woodlands Hotel in Adair is beautiful. And there's a little petting farm there. There's walking trails around there. They're farm to fork. So you can go around there. You don't have to leave. It's nice to go to a hotel and not have to leave.
Yeah, the Woodlands is in Adair,
beautiful.
Isn't it?
It's in Adair, just around the corner from Adair Town. It's absolutely gorgeous. And the family-friendly ones are just, they are special. There's something special about them. The Maryborough Hotel in Douglas is gorgeous as well. It's on beautiful land. They've got lovely gardens there and you're close to Cove. You've got Kinsale. You know, you can go into Cork. You know, Lawlers of Naas and Kildare is lovely to go to as well. You've got everything there in Naas. And of course, your hometown, Donegal, is one of my favourites. I go there quite a lot. You know, I do. I love it. So I've been around a good bit up there. But I mean, I've stayed in cabins up there with hot tubs. There's a great place up there called Corcraigan Mill in Dunfanny. I don't know whether you've heard of it.
I've heard of it, but I haven't been.
They have renovated train carriages. They've got boats that you can stay in. You know, the self-catering lodges up there as well. Like, there's such a vast array of places.
There's a huge emphasis now from a lot of the tourism providers to branch out and provide accommodation that is so different to the kind of self-catering apartments that, you
know, glamping pods. Yeah,
they're fantastic. Like, some of them are unbelievable.
And the Hudson Bay are doing that on New Point. I think that's in the works now to do something like that there. I mean, even the local B&Bs, I just want to mention them as well. There's a lovely lady in Mallin called Mary Monagle. I hope she's listening. You know, they struggle a little bit because the hotels, but these B&Bs are special because they really look after you and you're chatting there in the kitchen with them. She has a gorgeous B&B in Mallin Town and that's a great location to go exploring
around
there. It's a
gorgeous
area.
If you want to
area.
Head up around the Inishowen Peninsula at all
up
over
there.
The summer.
And
yeah.
there's loads to do there. You've got Wild Alpaca Way, you've got Wild Ireland in Inishowen, you know, and then down Rosnaula Beach is beautiful. I'm going there next week.
Are you? Make sure you take a trip to Smuggler's Creek.
I've been up there.
Have
it's gorgeous,
it's
isn't it?
Yeah.
And there, Loch Mardle over there is what you're talking about. They have the outdoor area. They have yurts over there. So if you want something different.
God, I haven't even been.
Yeah, it's new. I mean, I'm going to go there next week and have a look at that as well. That's for families and that's for people who just want a digital detox. And I think most families don't want their kids stuck in front of screens all summer as well.
Elaine has recommended we got a two-bedroom apartment practically on the beach, she says, in Rosslare. It was €750 in the local community centre. There's crazy golf, tennis. Last year we discovered football golf, but honestly, if the weather is good all day, the beach is the best value. Another texter mentions the Ben Whiskin Centre Hostel. It's a self-catering hostel community centre near Mullaghmore, of course, County Sligo, on Ireland's Wild Atlantic Way. I always pronounce this wrong. Is it Fennet and Kerry?
Yeah.
Beautiful Greenway, the Westlands B&B beach and playground. Very safe for people travelling with young children. Amber Springs in Wexford is great as well, says another listener.
Yeah, I haven't been. And look, the houses in Dungarvan, I mean, they're roughly about 1,500. But if you split that, you know, it's not too bad if you split the costs. The Hudson Bay of family rooms based on 2 adults, 2 kids for about 250 for B&B.
Just a question, people wondering if you're solo travelling with young children and dining food options, trying to get times around that can be tricky.
And like, that can be expensive as well. You know, if there's a couple of kids, I mean, my kids are nearly into the adult food portions now, so it is more expensive. But if you have the self-catering options, you can bring in food yourself, get the local chipper, sit down in the harbour in Dungarvan and have your chips along the river there.
Yeah.
You know, it's beautiful. You don't always have to dine in. You know, there is places around the hotels you can, you know, go and
your advice
out.
Just finally, Yvonne, for people that are looking for any of the kind of the family package deals, contact the hotels in advance, check in with them.
And ask them, is there any apps, you know, any deals at the moment, or is there any discounts? Yeah, definitely. Instead of going through online, ring up the hotels and ask them.
All right. Listen, Yvonne Redden, thanks a million. Freelance journalist and travel writer. We'll make sure to post all of the information that you have on our socials as well. So people, if you're just joining us, you'll be able to listen back and get all of Yvonne's tips and recommendations. If there's anywhere else actually that you would like to recommend, a good place to promote or to suggest for people traveling alone with young children, send it in to us. 087-1400-106.
Every year, thousands of people go to their very first concert. Our boosted signal at large events means they can always call a taxi to get home.
Mom? Yeah. It was grand. Do you think you could pick me up?
Every connection counts, which is why Ireland can count on our network. Vodafone. Together we can.
Subject to coverage availability. Limitations and terms apply. See vodafone.ie/terms.